All right, we're going to do a little interview now, and I hope I still got Jerry on the line. Basically, Jerry Draper is the proprietor for Draper Farms out in San Anselmo. I'll read a little bit of something here. It's a multi-generational thing. It's three generations of Draper men have been farming this one-acre plot on the outskirts of San Anselmo since 1995. Jerome Chester Draper Jr., 83, is the hired hand, works half a day for an annual salary of $1. Jerome Chester Draper IV, 19, tends to chickens and works on the farm when he can. Jerome Chester Draper III, 54, does whatever else needs to be done and pays all the bills. Members of Draper's Farm CSA pitch in, too, by picking their own produce. So in celebration of harvest, let's see if we've got Jerry on there. Jerry, you there?
I'm here.
Jerry, how are you?
Doing great.
Listen, Jerry, you know, it's celebrating harvest, and one of the West Marin's great contributions to its heritage is a lot of organic farming around here. So let's start off. How'd you get started in organic farming? You got this multi-generational thing going. Was this a family plot, or did you guys, how did you guys start?
Well, we got this piece of land back in 94, and I think right after that, my dad was standing out in this field, and he said, you ought to have a garden out here. So the next thing I knew, he brought some guys down from their place up in St. Helena, and that started a garden. We had 1075-foot rows, and then that just grew each couple of years.
And what did you grow then?
So we did tomatoes, corn, beans, squash, cucumbers. We do 110 kinds of 50 vegetables. So if there's a cucumber, we grow three kinds. If there's a bean, we grow five kinds. If there's a tomato, we grow 17 kinds.
And did you start out planning it to be organic? Was it always organic?
It was always organic. We've never been interested in using any of the industrial chemical treadmill solutions.
And was that a conscious decision to do that?
Oh, yeah. There's really no other way to go. It's not really interesting to put Miracle-Gro on your dirt.
No challenge in that, huh? No challenge in chemical?
Not much.
Yeah.
Just gets you into trouble.
Yeah. Do you do this year-round, or is this a seasonal thing?
Pretty much we're doing year-round now. And we've got the summer crops starting in about April, May, running all the way through October, or if we're lucky, even into November. And then winter crops, chard, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, cauliflower, broccoli romanesco in the winter, some lettuces in the greenhouse. And last year we had a choice of five vegetables for every meal all the way through the winter.
Wow. Wow. So one thing I noticed on the site, I looked there at your site on www.draperfarms.com.
No, it's onthefarm.com.
On the farm, that's right. My mistake. Onthefarms.com. And we talk about heirloom varietals. Now, I've had heirloom tomatoes, but I never stood the connotation. What makes a vegetable or any plant an heirloom?
Well, actually, heirloom is actually a trendy name given to what are actually called open-pollinated seeds, open-pollinated varieties. So there's really two kinds of seeds out there that you can buy. There's hybrid seeds, which are good for one season, which are basically controlled by large seed companies. And then if you save the seeds and try to grow them out in the second season, they revert to the parent lines. And so they typically aren't any good for the second year. Open pollinated seeds, which are called heirlooms, are seeds that have been passed down for generations and will stay true to their varietal year after year after year. So you can collect the seeds and pass them down and grow them next year and the next year after that.
And is this similar to how vintners grow their grapes? I mean, they take a particular type of grape, and they'll say that this was Zinfandel variety. And as long as that same vine is in the ground, or if they've grafted or taken a piece of that vine and put it somewhere else, that's a similar process, or?
Yeah, that's kind of similar. The rootstocks and grapes are typically disease-resistant rootstock trying to fight off phylloxera or Pierce's disease or something. But the varieties that they are grafting on to the tops of those rootstocks are very typically 100-year-old stocks. That's true. And what we found out is that the hybrids tend to aim for the stuff that ends up at Safeway,
uh-huh.
and the heirlooms are not suited for packing. They're not suited. They don't come in perfect sizes to fit in boxes. The skins are too thin. They might have funny-looking shapes or sizes, or even colors that the corporate branded tomato, for example, just doesn't look like. But they're the best. They have the best flavor, and there's just nothing like a big platter of heirloom tomatoes.
I can vouch for that. I know you through our associations in information technology. You know, I met you. You're working as a contract programmer, and I'm working as a network coordinator. Do you consider your farming gig as moonlighting, or is it the other way around?
Well, let's see. I think I saw a band called Detroit Disciples up there at Cotati, and then I remember seeing a bumper sticker that said, "Real musicians have day jobs." So I'd have to say that the computer is a day job, but the farm is a really great thing. We're growing food for Comforts in San Anselmo and for Bubba's in San Anselmo. Fork has been buying our celery root in the fall. Tabla Cafe in Larkspur has been buying food from us. And then we've been stocking the Marin Farm Stand, which runs in Ross on Tuesdays, San Geronimo on Wednesdays, and San Anselmo on Fridays. So we've kind of found that that it's just a great thing to be doing. We're eating really well. And we also have a CSA at our farm, which is Community Supported Agriculture.
Yeah, can you expand on that? I saw that on the website as well. How does that work?
There's about 1,500 CSAs around the United States, and what it really is it's a farmer-to-consumer food distribution system. So considering that a lot of our food, theoretically, it travels some average of 1,800 miles to get to our plates, a CSA is a chance for people, in our case, to come right out to the farm and actually pick their own vegetables. And we had an astonishing 200 families join our CSA last year.
Wow.
Of which about 50 came regularly. So we have people come every day to the farm and walk out with baskets of fresh organic produce. And they really like it.
That's good. That's good. You know, looking on the site, and also we have a calendar over at work that comes out from the Marin Organic Association. There's some beautiful pictures. I don't know who the photographer was, but there's some great pictures. There's some great pictures of you and your dad and your son out there in the field. Marin Organic seems to take a lot of care in promoting not only itself as an organization, but I think all these farmers that are associated. Can you speak a little bit about Marin Organic aim?
Back before there was Marin Organic, there was a group of mostly West Marin growers called the West Marin Growers Group. And we're actually in a funny situation because we're actually over the hill here in San Anselmo, but we're still growing organic vegetables, and so we've always supported that West Marin Growers Group. So that group morphed into Marin Organic. And then Helge Helberg came along from California Certified Organic Farmers and just really put a lot of muscle into it. And he's doing a terrific job. The folks at Marin Organic are just doing an incredible job of promoting organic agriculture in Marin. And they have a goal to make the entire agriculture program in Marin County organic, and that's the goal. And when Wendell Berry came out a couple of weeks ago, and he visited a few farms, and he just said, "Hey, you know, what people are not thinking about in other parts of the country, you're doing here in Marin. You're actually on the program here. You're creating a sustainable agricultural community right here in your own backyard. And I have to hand it to Marin Organic with their Taste of Marin event that happened a couple of weeks ago out at St. Vincent's, and just the support that they're giving. They have a terrific program of getting organic food to schools. They have a truck that drives around and picks up produce. They have promotional stuff, and who knows what Helgi's going to come up with next, mm-hmm. but I guarantee you it's going to be good.
Yeah, that's you guys had some royalty come out, too, I think. To inspect
they got Prince Charles out here, and I believe he's on his way to Italy to the Slow Foods event, which is, I think, every 2 years, and which brings together people from all over the planet who are involved in growing food and eating good food and just not rushing it.
We're speaking with Jerry Draper from Draper Farms, one of the organic farms associated with the Marin Organic Association. And you could see him on the web, www.onthefarm.com. And what do you got growing this winter? What do you got laid in?
Well, right now we're still in summer, Ian.
Oh, sorry.
We got our third crop of squash out there. We have green zephyr, which is a yellow straight neck with a green tip, and some zucchini and some patty pan. We've got three or four kinds of beans. Our second crop of basil coming through. We got Thai basil and sweet basil. We've got some eggplant coming along. And I've got 450 tomato plants, and I've just got my fingers crossed that we're going to see those guys ripen up. But mostly I got greenies right now.
So this is what's going to be going on through the winter?
Well, we hope probably through another month we'll uh-huh. probably have the rest of the summer. And then for the winter, we're doing Brussels sprouts and broccoli Romanesco, which is the really, really beautiful Buddha broccoli that grows in kind of a spiral floret. And then we'll have some nice Swiss chard. And pretty soon it'll be time to plant our hardneck garlic, which will be harvested next June.
Hardneck garlic. What's that?
Well, there's two kinds of garlic. There's the soft stalk garlic, soft neck, that mostly you buy commercially. And it's easier to grow, and that's the most common garlic that you see down in Gilroy, for example.
Uh-huh.
The hard stalk garlic, hard neck garlic, is a little harder to grow, but you get rewarded with a really great tasting garlic. It actually throws up a flower, which is on a stalk, which is called a scape, and the scapes have to be cut off in order to keep the energy down in the bulb instead of letting it go up into the flower. So they're a little harder to grow, but it's worth the effort because the garlic is really great tasting. We grow the red German variety.
Yeah, how different is it from the regular standard bulb garlic?
Well, they look pretty similar. It's a red one. We make pesto out of it, and we put it in all kinds of stir fries and stuff like that. I guess you just have to try it, Ian. I guess I'll have to bring you some.
I think you will. So if somebody wants to get in touch with you about the community-supported agricultural program with Draper Farms, what's the best way?
Well, they can go to our website, onthefarm.com, and you know, they can get a little bit of information. But the best thing to do is just to come out to the farm. We're at the end of Sacramento Avenue in San Anselmo, kind of on the east side of San Anselmo. And we give orientations on Saturday mornings between 9 and 10:30 in the morning. It takes about a half an hour. We just kind of walk around the farm and talk about how our program works. And then once they go through our orientation, they're welcome to come anytime. We've got lots of interesting things out here for families. We've got chickens. We just installed an observation beehive, and so they can come in and look at bees and watch the queen lay eggs. It's pretty fascinating.
That's wonderful. Jerry, I want to thank you for spending this time with us talking about organic farming. Remember, you can look in on Draper Farms at www.onthefarm.com, and also you can look at the Marin Organic site at www.marinorganic.org. Jerry, I'm going to be looking forward to that garlic, and thank you again.
Hey, Ian, thanks a lot for having me.
All righty. Okay, good harvest to you.
All right.
All right. Thanks a lot.